Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Amit and I am going to tell you about Shankar Arnimesh's report on growing anti-incumbency, Patnaik's age and Pandian, why BJD is looking to return to NDA after 15 years. The Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal is in an advanced stage of talks with the BJP to join the NDA camp in an election year, as the Orissa ruling party is strongly pushing to renew ties with a gap of 15 years. Though Patnaik's claim to maintain equal distance from the BJP and the Congress and the Bohemi with the Modi government in the past 5 years, as seen in the latest episode in which the BJD supported Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav for the second time in the Rajya Sabha polls, suggests that the BJD is keen to look a ghar vapsi. On the other hand, the BJP Orissa unit has advised the party high command against going for an alliance, saying that it would be better to go solo. Oram told the Print, BJP senior leader and former Union Minister Jual Oram said that the final call would be taken by the Delhi leadership. We have deliberated on alliance prospects and we have communicated our viewpoint to the party high command. It is up to the central leadership to take a call on whether to go for an alliance or not. The other BJP functionaries, both in Delhi and Orissa, whom the Print spoke to, emphasized that the main reason behind the BJD's growing desire to return is its realization of growing anti-incumbency in Orissa, where it has been ruling for 5 consecutive terms since 2000. More importantly, they said, Patnaik's aide V.K. Pandian is keen on winning another term with a majority and wants to have the BJP on its side for the need of central funds. The Orissa Chief Minister held a meeting of BJD leaders at Naveen Nivas on Wednesday in Bhubaneswar. The next day, the party issued a statement saying that it will do everything to achieve major milestone for the state by 2036. On Thursday, senior BJD leader and Orissa Minister Pratap Keshri Deb too indicated that the alliance was in the calculation of the state's ruling party. Deb said by 2036, the BJD envisaged the youth should be well provided so that they can take the state to the next level. That is why we are saying for the interest of state, the party will take a decision. A BJD leader conceded to the Print that an alliance with the BJP would be a win-win situation for both sides. The BJD leader said the BJP priority is to get maximum numbers in the Lok Sabha for a third term for the Prime Minister, while the BJD's priority is a sixth term for Naveen Patnaik. An alliance with the BJP will not only give benefit for a double-engine government, will also infuse fresh energy and central funds in the state. For the BJP, a formal alliance with its erstwhile NDA partner means gaining a significant regional player in the eastern state where it is trying to get a foothold for 2 decades but is hindered by the latter's presence. This will also give a push to the NDA's narrative of achieving 400 plus seats in the Lok Sabha, as well as boost the ruling alliance numbers in the Rajya Sabha, where the BJP will lack majority. Having another state under the NDA's shadow would be an added advantage for the BJP. The Orissa polls this year will be held simultaneously with the general election. A BJP leader from Orissa told the Print, the central leadership has to decide how it views the state. If the alliance happens, the Congress will strengthen as an opposition party. Being in opposition is more beneficial for the party to form the government in Odisha in the near future. Pandyan's legitimacy will be questioned in the long run if Patnaiks get reduced numbers in assembly. The central leadership has to take a call. A BJP state leader also argued that the present arrangement of understanding in the state and the center suits the BJP's long-term interest of capturing Odisha. In 2019, the BJD won 12 out of total 21 Lok Sabha seats in Odisha, while the BJP tallied 8. Similarly, the BJD wrested 113 assembly seats while the BJP managed 23. But the BJP managed to increase its vote share from 21.9% to 38.9% in the general election and 18.2% to 32.8% in the state election. A BJP core committee member told The Print, "The offer of alliance came from the BJD as it is facing anti-incumbency and Naveen Patnaik's popularity is not like it was in 2014. Through the Modi's push, not only the BJD will protect its political turf, but Patnaik will get another 5-year term to decide his chart of succession plan." A BJP insider told The Print that the Patnaik's party is being compelled by 3 factors to join hands with the BJP. The source said Naveen is aging and anti-incumbency has been sensed at ground. With the alliance, the BJD will get a fresh momentum of central push and funds. It will help the BJD to realize Odisha vision and to fight anti-incumbency for returning to power. Odias know that there is a tacit understanding between the two parties, the insider said. In the event of triangular fight, the BJD might suffer loss like the BRS did in Telangana. The Congress tricked voters by saying that the BJP and the BRS have an understanding to win the election. The time is ripe for the BJP to either essay the role of opposition by attacking Naveen or to get united to maximize their potential. The BJP insider said, although there are a few leaders on either side having reservations, it is time for the party to decide its stand. Then there is a cost-benefit analysis to consider. The Congress can gain as the BJP loses out opposition space. Conversely, there is a chance to minimize BJD seats and to increase the BJP's count to 40. For Naveen Patnaik, governing with lesser numbers and an aggressive BJP at an advanced age is politically not a good proposition, the BJP insider said. The third factor cited was that Pandyan was keen to join forces with the BJP. The BJP insider said he has held several talks with the BJP leaders in Delhi. It will be more beneficial for Pandyan to have an alliance with the BJP. This will not only give him political legitimacy as a minister, but also lend stability to the government. Patnaik, with reduced numbers, will be vulnerable. Like JDU, the BJP can split the party in such a situation. That is why an alliance is good for Pandyan and Patnaik. When Patnaik left the NDA after failed seat-sharing talks in 2009, senior BJP leader Sushma Swaraj had said that he would regret leaving the 11-year partnership. The clock had turned full circle for the Odisha CM, the BJP sources said. Meanwhile, BJD MP and senior leader Bhartruhari Mahtab said that both parties were deliberating on an alliance prospect, but it's yet to see how things unfold. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I am Amit in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.